Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? Another episode of Love and Hip Hop on the horizon. You know what it is, Ratchet Mondays, and we just want to know who got the DNA. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Broken quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, it's born like this. Immaculate conception, I transform like this. Perform like this, was Yao Shi, my new weapon.
Hey, Karate Khalil, damn.
This
album was fire.
Every y'all know every song charted on the Billboard.
Seriously?
Every song charted.
That's crazy. Every single I didn't know that.
This, Love, this Lust, Element.
This album is fire.
That's crazy.
Loyalty, they all fire. All of them.
It deserved it. Okay. It deserved the chart for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, what it do? It's your boy Lynn Gonzalez here. You know, with my crew. You can find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. And on my website, standthemic.com. Next to me, did you just spread some perfume? Because I just smell like...
That's her natural scent, if you will.
That's her natural scent.
I was just like, juices and berries? The juices and berries? I don't know, because all of a sudden I was like, smells like sunshine.
That's that rich money of the soil. I'm just kidding.
Smells like sunshine and happiness.
I'm just kidding.
Y'all, Trinae, I can't even get it out. Trizzy, that's all I'm
just thinking. What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Trinae, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl, Trinae.
Follow her all day, every day. You won't be disappointed. I got my goons over here. You know what it is.
Hey, yo.
My boy Khalil Abubu.
Hey, new Karate Khalil in here. Yeah. Check me out on Twitter, Instagram. Khalil Abubu.
Yeah. And of course, be your own dad extraordinaire. DNA, who not the daddy? Because you got to be your own dad.
Hey, yo.
Jimmy V.
My name's Jimmy V. You know what I'm saying? Be your own dad, a.k.a. Gunplay, because I ain't about this, all right? I'm on Love and Hip Hop now.
Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, this is my favorite part of the song. Woo!
Yeah. Kendrick.
I've been sleeping on Kendrick's new album. Oh, you need to get on that.
You've been sleeping.
Slumber party on that joint.
What? No, seriously, what have you been sleeping under?
Because it's everywhere.
Everywhere. It's bomb. Shout out to our engineer, Steven.
Shout out to him.
My boy, Stevie.
Holding it down.
Then you didn't even get the joke when I said new Karate Khalil. Because if you ain't heard the album, you're not going
to
get the joke.
Yes, I need
new
to
Karate
to
Kenny.
She just
new Kung Fu Kenny.
New Kung Fu Kenny.
You know where that idea actually came from?
You're taking Hapkido?
Oh, okay.
Cool.
They just gonna talk over.
They gonna talk over.
No, I was trying to help her out to help y'all out.
Appreciate that.
Okay. On to the show.
Sit down.
Khalil, be humble.
Oh, you gotta love it. So I feel like this episode, just on a holistic view, it was like everybody was gossiping. Like, it was nothing but gossip. Like,
even the guys were gossiping inside the studio.
Yes. I was like, did you hear about
this? Is that normal?
No, it's not. Like, guys don't got, well, guys okay. aren't supposed to gossip.
Aren't supposed to gossip.
No.
I ain't gonna lie, gossip a little bit. Yes, especially with their lady.
They do.
Especially with their lady.
Pillow talk?
It's because the lady brings it up.
They do. But that's on the same level.
With my ex, come on, stop playing. I ain't gonna lie, me and my ex, y'all just be like, ooh, girl, tell me what they say. You lying. And she went, fuck them.
Damn. But were you doing that to like, not patronize her, but were you just like.
It was both. It was a little bit of both. Like, sometimes I was patronizing, and sometimes I was legitimately interested.
Like, interested in what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
I ain't gonna fake. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's important to communicate in relationships.
Very important. We see them scrapping. The BAM got some communication issues there. So that's why that's not working out.
At all. They were terrible communicators. Like, the whole time they were together. And anytime we saw them.
The problem is, they're the same person. Like, if one of them says, look, I'm done, bye. Right. And they're like, all right, fine, go. It's like, somebody has to do the, no, wait, sure. Stay. I don't want you to go. Bye. But
yeah. Don't go. Don't
we
go.
Have
no, no,
no,
stop.
No.
I'm not ready.
We got the full reason. Scrap just doesn't want to be in a relationship. He said, he's like, I just, you know, I really don't think that I was ready. So,
ready for marriage.
He's never been ready. He wasn't ready with Erica. He's not ready with Bambi. He's never going to grow up.
When he came out the womb, look. All right.
He's not going
to
grow up.
I mean, single for life.
I think he did like Bam to a degree. I mean, I don't think he was just like, oh, I'm just going to be with her. Because obviously, if you're not ready, I mean, you could just be eternally single. And it's like, why even get with her and be in a relationship and propose to her if you feel like I can't do this, or this is not what I'm set up for.
Well,
what
Tammy I'm made for. Low key snitched on him. Was like, he called me at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's talking true. About That's I need true. This girl. That's so true. That was kind of out the left field there.
Which I don't think she's lying. So that's I don't what think I'm so saying. Either. That's yeah. what I'm saying. I feel like he does care for her, but also, you know, he has the opportunity to, you know, go to Miami, you know, live that life. I mean, Miami's, you know, turnt. All the
when
time.
I
all
Miami,
the
time. I thought I was going to see beautiful Dominican girls walking around. I guess I was in the wrong area.
I didn't see the weekend, never been to Miami. No, you just ruined it for me. Girls.
If you're on South
the
Beach,
first
I'm sorry.
Weekend no, of South Beach, August, really, you got we to were, go to Miami. To first weekend of August. But. It's like a big festival type. I don't even know. First weekend of August.
I've been in Miami twice, and both times it was
lituation. Yeah,
crackin'.
It was cracking, but it wasn't.
But I mean, beautiful women
beautiful
everywhere.
Women everywhere.
For real.
I guess I didn't go when it was beautiful women.
Hey, if like, Lim so, say it, I'm gonna believe
so
Lim.
You went in December, like when it's
no.
Cold?
I feel like Scrap. You are gonna go for a little bit. You're gonna have your fun, and then you're gonna be like, "Damn, I wish I had somebody here cooking my meals and." Massaging me and changing my male
so a
diaper.
Woman only good oh to cook God. Her meals.
Who are you describing?
Like, she already said he's on
washing
the
washing my drawers, like, putting my drawers in the dryer.
Shout out to our.
That's what the woman supposed to do.
That's what you said.
I wash my own drawers.
But we should do it. Yeah. So he's gonna have his little fun in Miami.
Okay.
And then he's gonna come back and he's gonna be missing her and he's gonna go through this 12-page. Letter, apology, blah, blah, blah.
I'm sending you a
message. I was about to say, them four pages work now.
Real quick, shout out to our Love and Hip Hop VIPs in the building, Tree Boy, Sky Patterson. We see y'all. Thanks for joining us, as always.
Live chat.
Yeah.
Always popping. All right, so the show starts off with Stevie has Bonnie Bella there in the house. We don't see the face. It shows the little back of the head.
Wait, before you do that, let's notice the jump in time, because she was. Oh, I guess we did see the whole birth thing.
Yeah,
last
we
week.
Saw that.
But I'm saying, like from the episode, the regular episode to this regular episode, like 2 weeks. Like
there was a jump.
That's a jump.
There's definitely
a jump in time.
There's some time there.
You were right. You said this was gonna happen. You said that they're gonna have the birth special, and then they're gonna. Automatically just show the baby. They had to plug in some little leeways and paint us a picture and a
I mean, what? Right? And we have this show. I mean, it's the continuation of the whole Stevie saga because, as we saw in the special, those of you that watched last week and saw our special of that, which was
special.
It was, yeah,
if you will.
It was special. It was
no.
special. She was going through it though. She was on that birth.
I expressed my opinion.
Yeah, she was going through it on the birth. But anyway, we saw that Stevie did show up after the baby was born and held the baby and was like, yo, I'm so excited for my...
Show up after all the work
29th kid is here. And,
I did this.
Know, right, this is me right here, Bonnie Bella.
Say hi to your daddy, girl.
That was my favorite part of that
recap from last week's episode.
Yeah, that was my favorite part of the whole joint. So we see... So it does skip, you know, a couple of weeks, and like you, Trinae said, I called it. I knew it was going to happen. We see Stevie there on the round table with all of his, you know, well, not every single one of his daughters, but a couple of his daughters, and there's Bonnie Bella in the middle, And you know, basically, he's like, "Yo, this is you know your sister, and you know we got to take care of her." And they're feeling salty because they feel like Jocelyn disrespected them, over, you know, through social media and just in general, you know, in their interaction or what have you. And so they're like, "You know, are you going to get back with her? You know, what's going to go on?" And essentially, they were like, "We want an apology."
They're right.
Like, we want an apology from Jocelyn if we're going to interact with her.
She needs to apologize to them. She dragged their dad, no matter what, no matter if, you know, Stevie J is a certain way with women, he's a certain way with his children. And children, they're not going to allow somebody to disrespect their dad and disrespect the little sister and things like that. And Jocelyn's going to be in their lives forever now. So she needs to be the adult and she needs to sit down with them and apologize. And Stevie, I kind of feel like he, you know, always tries to justify her behavior, but that wasn't cool at all.
What do you guys think?
I had no problem with them asking for an apology. I thought it was right. Yeah. Right. You know?
And I think, too, ultimately, like, these are, you know, and they want, I don't think they dislike Bonnie Bella. I think they, you know, as a sister, they're like, yeah, we want, you know, a new sister. That's dope. But we want to make sure that it's all cohesive with the entire family. And we can't have her coming around and bringing her and being disrespectful to us in the whole interim.
Right.
So, so yeah, I'm not mad at it either. So we'll see. I mean, I think that's going to be I think we're going to see more of that development with Jocelyn and the family, kind of in the future episodes, I believe. We see Tammy is talking about Waka. You know, Waka's been trying to get back. Over there,
yeah,
he messed up.
Over there.
Right,
Mama.
That way,
he didn't mess up. He had a few interruptions.
He said he had a few interruptions. I was like, wait,
I love the terminology they come up with.
Are you a TV show? Just had a few interruptions.
And Tammy,
we were
on
hiatus.
Right.
For a
yes, say
Tammy
that again.
Is mad from like body down to baby hairs.
Yes, so, I mean all the above.
These hoes body just to baby be trifling. They know you married, and they just be slipping. And dipping where they
it's
because
they
spreading their legs and
they want what
and
you
it's,
have.
It's not even the female; it's a dude. He can't keep his Jimmy in his pants.
No pun intended.
Can't keep his Jimmy.
So
say the men are the victims.
No, it's
wait,
they're both parties. Nah. Playing
wait,
a
he can't
men
keep his Jimmy from the V.
I see that. You see the wordplay? Okay, Slim. While you're talking about me, go ahead and follow me on Instagram. Go ahead and do that.
While you always have his name in your mouth.
Oh, no.
But no, I just honestly think that these men need to be held accountable. He's on tour.
I say that shit every week.
Why don't you, you know?
Okay, do you? My question is, and this is not something that, I mean, you know, rappers go on tour. You know, it goes down. I mean, this is
rappers,
you know,
athletes, entertainers.
Listen, the story goes, there's 99 women waiting for you at the concert.
Yeah.
10 make it to your hotel place. One makes it upstairs.
Where did that
How
come
much
from?
Defense can you have?
Where did
I don't
that come
know.
From? No, they came from something.
Really
no, somebody like that came from something. I forgot where that came from.
I told you before. I talked to an R&B singer, famous R&B singer.
Okay,
and I was talking to him, and he was like, do you feel like you know that men are created to be with one woman? And his woman was there. And I was like, well, I mean, you know, I was telling him, you know, what the Bible says, you know, and
well, according to Psalms,
right, 30, because he was coming at me on some like, what's up, you know, biblically, you know,
right.
kind of thing.
Polygamous.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he was just like, do you think? And I said, well, you know, the Bible says blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I know. He's like, I've been in church and all this kind of stuff. But he was like, as an entertainer, he's like, man, I could get rid of the 99.
Mm-hmm.
I can hit the 99, but that one.
There's one
that
makes
through,
it.
You know what I'm
there's
saying?
One that makes
and
it.
And so that's where he was coming from. And I'm not saying that that's an excuse to cheat if you're in a relationship. I'm not saying that at all. But these people, you know, a lot of people say, and I think I've said this before, because it's been said, and I can't remember who said it, but you're only as faithful as your options.
Mm. Ladies, that being said, I have very little options. So you can be that one. You can be that one. I'm just saying. I'm putting it out there. At Khalil Boo Boo.
Oh my God.
Hashtag new karate Khalil. New
karate. Call at me. Like
and
this,
I'm
lady.
Just saying, we are the victims. That's all that
no,
I'm
let
saying.
Let me put it
okay?
like this. He don't have to be an athlete. He don't have to be an entertainer. He can be a milkman. He can be a businessman. If a man or a woman, we're not going to make this sexist, if a person wants to cheat, they're going to cheat. It doesn't matter if the person is cooking your meals, has hot towels every time you come home from work. It doesn't matter. A person is going to cheat.
She read a book before she
they going to cheat.
Hot meals, a hot towel, and all brother needs.
Massaging the feet, like...
Laundry?
Right.
Man, why is your status
what's really going on?
What's going on over there, huh?
Yeah, we're going to have a talk after this show.
Now break talk. For a commercial.
Ultimately, though, ultimately, if you love the person, it's important that you stay faithful.
Bottom Amen. Line.
And
Amen.
I feel like with Waka, I feel like he knows he messed up. Tammy's a good woman, and that's his wife. And he's like, I miss her. I want her back. I miss Charlie, his daughter. Yeah. You know, the whole situation. So, you know, she's talking to Bam about it, and she gets emotional or what have you. And then we actually jump. Over to when he does, you know, she does go on the date with him.
Yeah.
And he takes her out. Shout out to whatever movie theater they were at.
Right.
And so he's like, you know, she's like, movies.
Cinemark.
Right. Cinemark. Movies.
Movies. Use the student ID. Right. Hey, man.
I'm not mad. Edwards.
Shout out Nay.
They went at 12 o'clock.
Yeah. So it was nighttime.
He brought his bucket with him.
Don't play Waka. It was nighttime. He did roll up in the black Uber. He did.
He opened the door for her.
He opened the door for her.
Yeah. Did he pull out her seat, ladies?
No. It's the movie theater. That. How you gonna pull out the seat? Come on, son.
I think he put down the seat.
He had a table set up.
And ain't nothing wrong with the black Uber. I was talking to my homie the other day. I was at Cinemark, y'all. Mm-hmm. Cinemark, cheapest movie theater in LA.
$2.
Yeah. Hey.
Cinemark in North Hollywood, though. With
it's
the reclining
cheap as
seats.
Fuck.
Your
and
reclining
it's nice.
Seats is
and
goes
it's nice,
hard.
Right?
Goes hard.
Tell
goes
me
hard.
Why
anyway.
In the parking lot there was a Lamborghini. I ain't mad at that.
Really? Ain't nothing mad with that. I'm a stunt on the road, but
right, exactly.
You're going to catch me after two movies.
Are you talking about the Santa Monica?
Yeah, I went to go see Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, word.
But if I had Lamborghini money, I'd probably be Ubering everywhere. Yeah. I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't driving no more.
Well,
I'm good.
But then
I'm
you
got
to show up, but then you don't get to show off the Lamborghini.
Sorry.
You can catch me on Instagram, okay? I'll be flexing on the gram.
Just saying.
My bad. Back to the topic.
But yes, he made the highlight clip of their love, which is dope. I thought that was dope.
I thought that was really good. That was very genuine. I mean, he's got to pull out the stops.
He's got to at this point. Yeah.
He's
got
to pull all the stops. You know, she's been... what we've seen. So who knows how many is really happening. But every time he's kind of like, nah, I'm good. Nah, you can't stay here. You know, she's really been holding her ground. And so, you know, he got to her. She was feeling okay. You know, she was feeling emotional. And I think it was dope what he did. It was actually some good pictures that they took as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was dope. Charlie was in the mix. You know, he was adding that in there. So, you know, he he wanted to move back in. She did was like, yeah, not yet.
But you know what? I just hope that he keeps this effort up. I hope that both parties keep this effort up. And
well, what is she? She's not. She doesn't have to do anything.
Well, she doesn't have to do anything. But I'm just saying, like, in order to ignite that spark and to keep the relationship new every day, you have to put in effort. Not saying you got to impress the person every day, but it needs to be some sort of effort. So when your man comes home or whatever, say, like, you know, Walk him out the door. You know, it's effort.
What is going on with Trizzy right now?
It's effort. You know what I mean? It's effort.
She did read something.
Women, too.
Oprah's book club.
She read something.
You read
she
something.
She read something before she came in here today.
Men, too.
Okay.
She keeps going back to that.
Men, too, have to do these sort of things to show their love and to express their love.
You want your man to walk you out the door?
No, but I'm saying that in order to express ourselves.
Y'all know the old movies.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
yes,
you got to be able to do these nice things. I mean, and then private life equals happy life.
Y'all know the old movies with the mom at the door, like, wait, have a good day at school.
Right. Thank you, man.
I'm not saying you need to do it every day.
Leave it to Beaver. Lunch bag.
Leave it to Beaver. Yeah. The kids are waving like, my dad.
I love you.
And then, you know, I also respect Tammy, too, because even when Charlie was like, you know, Walker, like, at least Tammy's not the type of woman that's like, well, your daddy ain't, or, you know.
Yeah, like, respect that.
Like, she's still, like, you know, giving respect to Walker. Even
shout out, Stephen. We can get the news and gossip music real quick, because I do have some news and gossip on that. I don't know if you guys heard this. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, speaking of Tammy's baby's father, you know, the biological father, there was a lot of stuff online, basically, because he's never mentioned.
Right.
And it appears that he's not around, or doesn't take care of. And so there was, and I want to say it was either him or some of his family, basically was like, yo, you can't do that. He's a good dad. He's there for Charlie, this, that, and the other. And then I saw a picture, and it was him and Charlie together. Like, I take care of my kid. Like, don't play me like that. So shout out to him, who is actually a good father. Okay. But basically, you know, he was just getting, it was some flack.
It's for the show. It's the show.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The show
Of course,
Like, he probably was like, I don't want to be involved. And so they just neglected him altogether.
Right. Well, but it was just,
That's a production move, 101.
Right. But it was the way, I think, his people, his family, namely.
His family
had an issue with, like, makes it seem like he's not there.
Exactly.
Well, they do the same thing on the T.I. show.
Like, oh, with
Tiny's daughter, you know, T.I. isn't really Tiny's oldest daughter's dad.
Right.
But they picture that, like, you know, as his kid.
That's how kind of, y'all, TV is a lie.
You know?
TV is a lie. If I could tell y'all some stuff, honestly, like, TV is a lie.
Secrets.
Oh!
Y'all got to catch me when the camera's off.
Slide in the DMs, ladies!
How much of a lie is it?
Basically. Before we move on, though, y'all didn't mention that he gave up the passcodes to all of his social media.
I hadn't got there yet, but that was huge. And I love, because she's at first when it came up and then it was blurred, I was like, what is that?
Yes.
Why are they blurring out his
credits?
Editor, producer.
I was like, what's going on? And she even was like, what is this?
Directed.
And he's like, these are my passcodes, baby. You know, and so, which again is a big move, because that's where, you know,
I agree.
It be going down in the DM.
It is a big move, but I hate that we have come to a day where, like, that's the big move. Like, you got my passwords to my Instagram.
That's
like,
the joint.
Exactly.
That's what we do.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, the big move was you got a key to the apartment.
Right.
That was serious. Now it's like, you got the password to my Instagram.
Yeah, but he ain't hiding like 30 letters to girls in his apartment.
Yes, they are. In the shoebox.
Underneath the bed.
In the shoebox. Yeah, I mean, but that's the world we live in. We're social
media. Hand-drawn emojis.
Exactly.
You drew her like 3 smiley emojis.
No, but yeah, that's the age we live in, social media. And especially with these, you know, celebrities, you don't have to worry about texting them. Like, you know, you a DM away, you know, you can DM in Twitter and DM in, you know, Snapchat. I mean, it's just everywhere. Yeah. It's everywhere. So,
you know what
one
I hate
lucky
about?
Night from the best night of your life.
Don't follow your man on Twitter.
One thing I hate about social media now is, like, as a kid, when I looked up to a celebrity, I'm like, I want to know about them, you know. Like, if I was seen at a place with them, I'd be so hyped. Like, yo, I just seen blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Now, you can check the Instagram and know where they're going to be.
Don't meet your heroes.
It's like, oh, okay.
But at
they're
the end
here.
Of the day, social media, people put what they want you to see on social media.
That's true, too.
That is true, too.
It's all a facade.
A little facade.
A little jaded. But it does.
So you be putting what you want us to see on your social media? You be
what's
facade?
What's
you be fugazi?
Hold on.
You be fugazi on social media?
What are we talking about?
Huh?
Why does this have to do anything with me?
Why y'all coming at me?
Let's get back on track now.
I wish y'all had Smell-O-Vision out there. Because Sinead does smell like super good. I don't know what she had. If it's diamonds by, like, look, I don't know what it is, but it smells really good.
She done read a book. She bought new perfume.
Interviewing John Legend on the carpet. Let's see. Who else
we got? Are you fucking with me? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Instagram.
She did
right
it again.
Your girl Trinae.
Hey. Self promo, guys. Hit that follow button.
All right. Let's talk about Jock real quick.
Jock is going down.
That ashy claw hand that
he was like, action.
You know what that reminded me of? What was that Waiting to Exhale? Remember Wesley Snipes? And he went to Angela Bassett and he put that ashy hand out there like, give me.
They didn't even give him no lotion.
Oh my gosh. That was hilarious. That little claw hand to Treasure with no A, get her attention. she's like, come over here. And basically, he was trying to holler at her about Cena because, you know, she spilled the beans of Cena. About, you know, the Tommy situation. And then he basically ends up kicking her out of the studio and releasing her from her non-paid position.
Non-paid position.
Some interns get paid. Some of them.
She ain't get paid. Come on, let's keep it real.
You're an intern. You don't get paid.
When I was an intern, I got paid.
Really?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but it was a different industry. Right. It was a different industry.
Okay.
Different Khalil. It's new karate Khalil.
New karate Khalil. I thought it was way over the top when she went and confronted him at the event.
I wanted to talk. I just want my job back.
I was like, what are you doing?
I just want to work for you, John.
Yeah, it was definitely extra. Over the top.
Way over the top.
That's why he was like, girl, get up.
If you don't get up right now.
Get up off your knees now.
I think she really wanted some camera time.
Yeah. Definitely.
Like, on the real. Like, I think that's what that was. Because you didn't have to do all that. But I feel like, exactly. A non-paid position.
She's not getting paid.
Come on.
You know she can.
Or is she?
She can serve the right pop with the right rapper.
Sure.
Get her where she fit in, right?
She's not getting paid, and I think she wanted camera time, and that's why she went crazy with him. You were going to say something, Jimmy V.
Yeah, what'd you guys think of when she, this is the scene before, when she was like, I felt like it was my duty to tell Cena, because that's my girl. What do y'all think about that?
And she was talking super fast. It was like, that was the fastest I've ever seen. She could win the Olympics in fast talking.
No, that wasn't right for her to spread her...
Another person's business,
that wasn't right at all. Because Cena is not your sister. She's not your best friend. I've never even seen them hang out in this episode. And that's your girl. Mm-hmm. Everybody's your girl. I could see if Cena was like her right-hand person. But come on, girl.
And that's I think that's the issue with a lot of the characters on the show. Carly Rae is another one. You know, she's like, I gotta tell you, girl. I feel it.
I gotta talk to you right now.
I cannot let another day go by without spilling tea.
If these women feel strong connections with their fellow sister, okay, who are we to say they ain't what they claim to
be? Man, I call it how I see it, and that's what they show us. So that's all.
It's gossip. That's all it is. It's gossip, and they telling this. I got to tell this, and I got to tell. Anyway, I think it was not to answer your question. Yours.
The girls are talking.
Excuse me. I don't think it was her place to say that personally, but she did, and it was what it was, and that's why Jock confronted her and had an issue,
right?
And she apologized. So
now he did fire her over some personal stuff. What'd you guys think of that?
Never
entertainment. That's fair. That's how it goes.
We're talking about Jock. We're talking about Jock.
I agreed, though, because if you're spilling beans about my personal stuff, what if something goes down on the business side?
Bitch, you too close.
Gonna hold me down?
Right. Yeah, you got to go.
She knows about everything. And then the way that she came dressed like that, like...
Oh, when she went to apologize?
Yeah, she just Oh, gosh. I don't know what she's trying to do. I'm so confused. Like, are you trying to sleep with him, or... Are you trying to, take it seriously?
She said, what do I have to do?
Yes.
Okay.
She did not do that.
Okay.
What do I have to do, Jock, to get my unpaid internship back to hang around you 24/7? What do I need?
I'll do anything.
I need to be on camera. That's what that was.
I need a check.
I need to keep getting these checks. Okay, so we got... the brothers, Scrappy, Jock, and Stevie J.
Okay.
We do see a new character, Gunplay.
Pause. This nigga's too hood for this shit. Okay. I'm telling you straight out.
Yo,
whenever I see Gunplay on any Miami 305 documentary or something, he's trying to stay off the camera because he's doing hood rat shit with his hood rat friends. Now he's on camera talking about, we go party, blah, blah, blah. Come on. We don't believe you, Gunplay.
All
come
jokes
on,
aside, man. Cartoons and Cereal was dope as fuck.
That's his joint.
It's was him and Kendrick. Oh, him and Kendrick. Yeah, oh, that shit is dope as fuck.
Really? I love that song.
So, I'll give him that.
Yeah.
Gunplay's giving me Thugalicious.
Miami thuggin' love.
I got that thuggin' love.
That's funny right there.
Yeah. Okay.
Back home, Miss Bobo.
Stevie's on it. Steven is on it.
Hey, he's bringing it. Man.
Yeah. So, we do see Gunplay. He's like, I'm a rapper from Miami, and I'm gangsta.
I got five gangsta.
But I love how he said it because he was like, I'm a rapper from Miami, and I'm a gangsta. Like he had just say it.
Like that's an occupation. Right.
Yo, I was like, we could turn the show off after that.
That's why it's that like was so like buffoonery, like thuggalicious vibes. Yeah, sure.
Straight up thug. Straight up thug.
Gangstalicious. Right. My rhyme's too vicious. Right. I eat MCs all day. Delicious.
So
shout out to the Boondocks. Yeah. Sorry, man.
Jock goes and tells the guys about the women's situation, Tommy and Carly. That's when they start gossiping a little bit.
Which men don't do. That's against the guy code.
Right. But they was throwing around a little bit. And it was Jock telling his business. They're like, whoa, really? And then Scrap decides he's going, tells him, like, I'm going to throw a bachelor bash because he's not getting married anymore to the BAM. And so, I feel like it's just an excuse to have a party. Really. But in retrospect, he's basically kind of turning it into kind of a going away situation because he's basically like, yo, I want to move to Miami.
You know who they should have as a personal guest each episode is the guy from the casino. The white guy.
Oh, gosh. The guy that was looking
the
crazy.
The one that's always just like, yeah, they should just have him as a...
Every time, just wherever,
have him in that
anywhere,
scene.
Anywhere.
As the guy, each time the guys have their little meetup, they just need to have him.
Just have him
extra.
Somewhere.
Yeah,
that was funny. So he's talking about, what do you guys think about Scrap moving to Miami?
Like I said before,
can I stay with him for a weekend? that'd be cool.
I'm agree with what Trizzy said. He just needs a little vacation. Mm-hmm. He just got to get away from Mama D and all the BAM talk.
Right,
he gonna have some fun in Miami, and he gonna probably come back after.
Come back.
There's a love in hip hop Miami. He's probably gonna end up on that season.
Right, exactly. True. Yeah.
Is there way to make moves?
Maybe a little setup. I mean, word around town is there is.
Is that there?
Can we get the After Buzz exclusive music? Because I got an After Buzz exclusive.
Oh, shout out to Sky Patterson.
After Buzz TV exclusive.
Straight from my man Scott Patterson, Love and Hip Hop Miami just made a huge, gigantic free agent pickup because ex-NFL pro baller Bryant McKinney, did I say that right? Bryant McKinney is joining the cast. First athlete in the history of the franchise.
Really? Interesting.
Show enough.
Love and Hip Hop Miami.
That was from our friend Scott Patterson.
Word.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
live chat action. We love it.
Shout out.
So Love and Hip Hop Miami. So that could be. I mean,
could be a thing.
Could be a situation.
Could have some things.
Listen, man.
Happening.
Fontainebleau, it be going up. Never on Sundays. I'm telling you, we gonna see shine.
I could definitely see a Love and Hip Hop Miami for sure. I could definitely see a Love and Hip Hop Miami.
Trina, too classy
for that.
Keisha Cole. No, she's on the Hollywood one actually. So, yeah. But I did hear. Keisha Cole's on the roster now.
Ah, got it. So,
whatever.
I did not. I really am so, I just, every time when Mama D and Ernie get together, it's just so funny to me. Mama D, supposedly, Ernie's been gone for like 2 days. And so she goes on a hunt to track him down.
In the backwoods,
right?
She goes
down to Florida, and basically he's at his mom's house in Florida. And she kept telling the dog, "Don't get next to the roaches." Like, what,
I don't
like,
want them in your fur.
Was it roaches gonna just jump on the dog? Like,
yo, roaches can't jump. I'm not bullshitting. Yes, I've seen that shit. Roaches can't. I've seen a roach fly, dog. I'm not joking.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not joking.
Not here in California.
No, it was back in South Carolina. Oh, okay. But okay. If they got him in South Carolina, they for sure got him in Florida.
Oh, gosh. That's... you might be right.
I'm not joking.
Down south. Yeah, y'all got some crazy... Whenever
you
I
got
go
some
to my,
crazy shit
my reunion in Alabama, those bugs out there are next level.
For real, they're next level.
I don't
I've
even
been out here. It's peaceful.
Yeah,
ain't got no problems out here.
Yeah, but. Down south, them bugs are next level for sure. So we see she basically confronts him, and you know she gets mad at him, you know, because he's been gone, and so he tells her, and I love he's like. You know, I love you, but I love my mama more. Like, that's what like, first
that's
of all,
fair. But that's no, fair. Wait, you don't
wait,
say
wait,
it.
Wait, wait.
But he being real. Let's be real.
But really, if you're married, though,
you're not supposed to say it.
Right? This is why we have a lady on the panel.
Our resident.
Y'all don't want to hear it, but y'all know it's true.
Therapist that's on call.
Right.
But if you're married to someone, and it's even in the Bible, it says cleave to your wife. Yeah. See, I'm just saying.
You know, no, but seriously,
but your
though,
mom
like,
been there since day
yeah,
one.
Yeah, your mom changed your diapers and
right.
stuff.
And I'm not saying you don't deny your mom, but you're supposed to. Go, your wife is supposed to be
your mom's
your
priority.
I agree with that.
Supposed to be priority.
But if we're gonna be open and honest here, uh-huh. like we always are on Love and Hip Hop After Show,
Ratchet Mondays,
right?
Then we all know. Come on now,
what?
That's your mama.
Listen, mama got mama, my back, okay? I was just having a conversation the other day,
mama,
right?
Mama,
this one
you.
Female was trying
to... I don't
see
to... your mom being able to take half your possessions off being pissed off.
If I put it in my will.
She gets it.
She gets it.
No, but you do have to have respect for your mom, but then there has to be a time where your mom has to be able to realize that you have a life as well, and she can't just show up at the house anytime she wants to. Like, she needs to...
I agree.
Well, and that wasn't even the case. He was...
But, you know...
He was... No, I'm just saying, like... I believe that he was there, you know, visiting because he said she was ill. But I think the statement, the messed up statement was that he says, I love you, but I love my mama more. And I feel like it's, you know, when you're married, your wife is supposed to be your priority. Of course you're going to love your mom. Your mom's been there like you
said
forever.
So it's cool to feel that way, just don't say it. Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think, but I don't know.
Lie to your woman.
No, I don't think you should love your mama more than your wife. I don't think you should love your mama more than your wife.
But would you feel that way?
What about what?
What about Oedipus? He's got both.
Well, yeah, true. True.
Sorry. But would you feel that way?
What do you mean?
Would you be with your woman?
No,
but
I,
you still, you know, deep down.
I wouldn't be with her. I wouldn't be with her.
If your mom-
if I love my mother more than I love my wife, I wouldn't, no.
There you have it, ladies.
I wouldn't be with my wife.
Them Gonzalez sliding them DMs.
Well, I wouldn't get married to her is what I should say. I wouldn't. She wouldn't be my mama. I'm not like, I love my mama. Be out. Like, I'm
at
not
the
do
point,
that.
Say.
I'm not going to do that. Don't
the
play
DMs
me.
DMs are open,
don't,
baby.
Don't play me.
I'm don't just saying. You know. I'm just saying. If we're going to be honest here.
Don't play me.
That's what's no. wrong with us. We be feeling a certain way, but when we say it. Niggas get mad. Niggas get mad. But you know you felt that way. So let's be honest.
And I'm sure there has been people that have felt that way for sure.
Either you're going to pick your mom or me.
Oh, me.
You
should
gonna
pick your mom or you're going to pick me. Which one?
You should never have to.
That's a tough
shit.
That's
really
But realistically, but honestly, like, guys, for real, though. Mm-hmm. If you feel like you love your mother more than you love your woman, I don't think you should be married. Because
Wale said it best. As long as your mama breathing, don't ever love a woman.
Oh. Did he say it best?
Is that the best way to say it?
Or
he just said that.
Maybe in the DMV, that's
what
the best
happens
way.
If your mom ends up in a relationship
right.
and then
forget you about just, your old
right.
grown ass.
Right.
I think the big issue, though, is mom that when it comes to Mama D, she forgets that how she feels about Scrappy. And that's the
and
part.
That's why it's so
that's
ironic.
The issue, right? That's
she
the issue.
Treats Scrappy as
right.
if that's her boo, but even
right.
though that's her son,
right.
now that she's got a man, he does right. the same with her mother, and
exactly.
she don't like how that feels.
And
if
that's
anything,
a problem.
She should be happy that she has a man who respects his mom
mm-hmm.
as much as he respects his mom.
Amen.
She should be
ladies,
all right.
Did y'all hear that? Does
because
she need to say it again?
You respect your mom. Mm-hmm. That means you're gonna respect me.
Can you say?
Right.
But
come on.
If it's, I don't know the sense of the overtime.
Where's my replay button?
But,
okay. Word. So
I agree with that wholeheartedly. I don't want to just pass by that like it was just a statement. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Okay. My heart smiles.
My heart is happy. So we end the show where Scrappy has his bachelor party. And he confronts, Tammy confronts him about Bambi. She kind of goes in on him because Bambi's her girl. And he's basically saying, like, you know, we dipped out. Like, we basically, you know, she says she don't want to be married no more. So, like, Yusuf says, the same person. So she was like, all right, we ain't married. We ain't going to get married, basically. Stevie brings over the Panamanian goddess, Miss Estelita.
Danger Zone.
The Panamanian goddess.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's
Danger Zone Latina.
Yeah, so now he wants to have a record label that's around Latinas. But Jocelyn was in the
You got a type. You got a type.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I never said that, type. But I'm saying when Jocelyn was around... So it's going to be some problems for sure.
I'm just saying he got a type, a woman.
Oh, that he likes.
Yeah,
that
he likes.
I ain't mad at that.
She was.
I like my black woman too, Trizzy.
Okay. Yeah,
she was. I got a little bit of Latina in me. Right. Okay. A little like 25%. You know what I'm saying?
Like, she
you know what I'm saying? I got the mamacita over here.
You know what I'm saying?
Like what?
You know, I got, you
don't
know.
Don't play me.
You know, we got a little bit of
here,
a little bit of
here. We see Treasure. We talked about Treasure with the A, without the A. Mama D inviting Shirlene on stage.
Yes, that was violation.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
First of all, she brought that Oompa Loompa on stage. I'm sorry. She looked with that hair and that outfit that she had on.
Yes.
That was straight up Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
She was an extra.
That's exactly. That was really. 250. Yeah.
This show is too much. Oh, no.
That was her. Yo, that was Charlene, yo. Look at the hair. Look at the hair and the outfit.
You so much. That's exactly how she was, though.
She looked just like that. Yo, for real.
But
for
the
real.
Matter of the fact is, there's so. Oh my god, yeah. Our viewers are gonna be dying.
That was Shirley.
No, but the matter of the fact is, everybody is Steven. You know tripping about Kirk because he said that you know he had a problem because Rashida wasn't giving it up and things like that. But maybe Kirk couldn't get it up.
Oh,
and he's not telling us anything.
Well, he's not around.
Maybe he's not. Maybe he couldn't get it up no more.
Why is this going on the guy, though? That's the thing. Why?
But it was a
so
bottom
she didn't
line.
Want to touch him no more.
The bottom line is, aside from their own situation, the fact that she's bringing out on the open, Mama D and Shirlene both in cahoots at this party, like that was super awkward.
It was.
Like, no, all right, that was super awkward.
He wasn't even there.
That's what I'm
saying.
So
don't speak on a person if they're not there.
Right.
That's my thing, right?
Right.
Then two, she gonna still speak it and say, Kirk, one of the dumbest men on earth. Kirk, please get a DNA. Then she got the nerve to have everybody chant DNA, DNA. Like it's a damn concert or something.
Right, right. And
that's
then she brought
on
the silver platter, though.
Right,
the
DNA
the
silver platter.
On the silver platter.
What is this?
Yo.
Now tell me, are you going to take this DNA test?
Or
Miles going to have to force it down your throat?
Maury comes on back from commercial. We will find out.
No.
That was terrible.
Shirlene don't play. She had the Shirlene necklace, the Shirlene chain.
She's this is the same lady that ran over Kirk's bike and like it went on fire. Like she does not care.
When she first came to the stage, I thought she was gonna like bust a rhyme. Like I mean, we've had
that
would have
been better.
We've had
that would have been. I would have appreciated that better.
We've had Mama D rap.
Mama
we've
D
had Jim Jones
lit.
Mom rap. Right. So I thought that this is gonna be another.
We had the caterer from last week's episode rap. Look, everybody trying to get a contract
everybody
on this show.
I ain't mad at it, man. You take your shot.
Do
you gotta shoot.
Do.
You miss 100% of the shots
you
don't take.
Okay, there you go.
I'm kind of disappointed in your bachelor bash.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be more than what it was. It was a hot mess.
Yeah.
But I thought I was
well,
going to see
I think
some
Shirlene
good
definitely made it. I mean, well, you know, your boy, you know, went out and did his thing from Miami.
Gunplay.
He
said,
thing.
I'm on Percocets. Right. I need self-control. Right. If you don't take the Percocets, you'll be in control. Just
fair.
Know that.
That's a fair point.
Just saying. Just saying. Yeah. Just saying. But yeah, that's what it was. Before we close out, do we have any quotables?
Do we?
Yeah.
I had one.
I'm chock full of them.
There was a lot. There was a lot. There was a lot.
I got to shout out my man Scrappy. Mm-hmm. He said, a man got to do what a man got to do. And sometimes that's what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? That's all. He was shout out Scrappy. Man got to do what a man got
to
do.
In relation to his mother. We were talking about what he had to say to his mother, mind you. So just putting that in perspective. What all you right. got?
Hold on. I
got
to get in character.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The fans love this.
Steven is crazy.
Oh, Steven's good.
Yeah, he's good.
Steven's good. What you got? I'm a rapper from Miami, and I'm a gangster.
Florida.
Yes, music. Music. I'm a rapper from Miami, and I'm a gangster.
305, I got my dreads, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love it. Okay, Drizzy, what you got?
Okay, he felt like he was a nanny, and she wasn't giving the poo nanny.
Was that Mama D?
No, that was Scrappy.
That was Scrappy.
He had all the
oh, my gosh. Speaking of Scrappy, this wasn't a phrase, but he just brought this word back I ain't heard in so long, probably since 83. He said whippersnapper. Like, I was like, who says whippersnapper? Like, this dude really saying, oh, man, he was talking about the little baby. Yeah. And he's like, Kirk's, you know, supposed baby. Like, it could be his whippersnapper. And I'm where are you from?
They see the segment with him just saying all his
yeah, stuff. Right. But he has a lot, like Fiznai and all of that.
Hashtag
like,
whippersnapper.
Yeah, whippersnapper. Yeah. I mean, I want to bring it back. I'm going to bring it back. Hashtag for sure. Whippersnapper.
For sure.
Hashtag whippersnapper. I think we could do that. I think we would do that.
That'd
be dope.
Hashtag whippersnapper.
That'd be dope. That's well, funny. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been our show.
For sure.
We want to thank you so much for tuning in, whippersnapper.
We got to get out of here.
Oh, man. Shout out to Steven, man.
Hashtag whip her snapper.
In the booth, holding it
down. Slow it down.
Appreciate it. But I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez. And as always, you can find me at The Poet Saying all day, every day, and you can check out my website.
Sliding them DMs, stay ladies.
InTheMic.com. You can slide in DMs, it's cool. I mean, I'm just saying. Like, you can
slide them DMs.
Suavemente.
I'll give you some, you know, amazing
what
advice.
What you gonna give them? What
some advice. That's some advice.
You giving out poems?
Ladies,
giving
who write you some poetry.
I'm
you know
poet.
What I'm saying? Y'all be liking Wale. Y'all need to holler at my man.
I'm just saying. I write poetry. I give you some great advice. Like, there's a lot of things I could do.
Okay. For that. Exactly. Okay.
Exactly.
You guys, I don't even know how I put up with all of you guys, but I love it. And you guys, I'm so, like, I love this show so much. But yeah. Anyhow, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl Trinae.
Yeah.
New Karate Khalil, live and direct. Hashtag whippersnapper. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Khalil with Boo Boo.
That's your boy Jimmy V.
So aggressive.
B-Ron-Dad. Blog is popping. B-Ron-Dad.blogspot.com. Go check out A Day in My Life.
Day in My Life.
Until next week, we'll be here.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.